On WXPN at 10 to 8, Center Stage, Indigo Girls from their album of the same name. Great guest artists on that album, R.E.M., Hot House Flowers, Luca Bloom, and on their new one, Peter Holzapfel and Mary Chapin Carpenter. Indigo Girls were here last week, and I told Amy and Emily that Mary Chapin talked about being on the album when she was in town recently.
What did she say?
I want to hear yours first, like, and then I'll tell you.
I am like, well, Amy and I both love her music, but I am like a major, major fan of hers, and we knew that we wanted some background harmonies on certain songs, and we just both immediately agreed that she would be wonderful for that. She just happened to have a day off. She was busy recording, I think, at the time. And John Jennings, her producer and guitar player, is an amazing guitar player. And we wanted that, too. We wanted that voice in there also. And we were just lucky that we got them. They had a day off, and they flew out to L.A., and they just kind of, they left that night. It was kind of a bummer, but that's how it all happened. And we used everything that John played and virtually everything that Mary Chapin sang on.
She said she got a telegram from you out of the blue asking if you would do it, and she was so honored, and that you sent her roses, and then you were apologetic about sending the roses because you thought that she would feel schmoozed or something. She was so honored. She said it was one of the best things that's happened.
That's
her.
So sweet, because she's wonderful. Sweetheart. We were honored to have her on the record.
So you talked before about some of your influences. How about Cole Porter?
Cole Porter. Never heard that one.
I know you're not on the Red Hot and Blue album, even though you are Indigo Girls, you know, that new AIDS benefit. Yeah. But I know that you do a lot of benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. We do. Well, actually, we just did one. The show that we played in Philly was a benefit for this school.
The Media Providence Friends School, which is really a neat school because it offers scholarship money for kids who couldn't ordinarily afford to go. And it's not just what they call gifted children. Everyone's gifted, but it's a really different mix of kids, and it's neat because it is a private school, but they do offer that sort of thing, so it's not like how do you describe a private school that wouldn't want a mix of people?
Right, it's an exclusive one. It's not exclusive.
Right, and sense. Amy and I mean, if we had to say we championed any one cause, it would be education, so this was, you don't get to do benefits for public schools, obviously, and we would probably
choose...
Even though
they might need them.
Right. Yeah. We would choose not to do a benefit for a school that didn't have a cross-section, so this was really a cool thing.
You were just up in New York, and you played a benefit there, I understand.
Yeah, we did a benefit for Planned Parenthood in New York at the Wetlands, and that was pretty cool. We do AIDS. We do a lot of AIDS-type things when we go home to Atlanta. There's a lot of really great organizations in Atlanta that we are familiar enough with to know that the money's going where they say it is. That's a real important thing, and when we travel around and do different benefits, it's always something that we've really investigated. And a lot of times we play a show and we just give all the money from the show to a cause and just announce it that night and don't necessarily advertise it as a benefit so that...
Although this did have some advertisement for the school.
Yeah, well, good.
I was going to ask you the dumb question, do you get paid when you do a benefit?
No, some artists do, we don't.
We choose not to.
You're from
Atlanta.
What about being Southerners? Is that a big part of who you are and what you do and how you write?
Well, it's subconsciously probably. I mean, it is for me. I'm from a lot of generations of Atlanta people and feel pretty proud of, like, the South thing. Not the racism and not the bigotry and all the negative things that people hear about it. It's the land and that agricultural thing that you... It's really subconscious. It's like the kudzu culture. It's like you're really tied to your land. It's very sensual. It's like Faulkner. You know, it's everything is to touch and to feel and sweat, you know, on your skin and things like that. And that's kind of the way I feel about it. It's hard to describe, but...
Are you typical Southern women?
What is a typical Southern woman?
Like people think of bells.
Well, a typical Southern woman is someone who has the situation under control without people realizing it.
Mm-hmm. Is that true of you, too?
No.
We don't ever have this situation. I wasn't born in the South. I was born in the North, so I'm kind of like, you know, misplaced. But that's my home now, and I love the South. I'm sure, though, that I don't feel the connection that you would feel if you were a fourth-generation native like Amy is.
Indigo Girls have been my guests. It's been a treat to meet you. Let's go out with your favorite song from the new album.
Well, it's
not our
total
favorite.
Well,
we like
right
it.
Now it is.
We like it.
We'll say it is right now.
Watershed.
Oh, good. I like that one, too. Thanks.